Abilene's number one tourist attraction is expanding, and the growth is expected to draw an additional 20,000 visitors per year. The new $3.8 million giraffe safari exhibit opens tomorrow, which doubles the space of the giraffe's old habitat. KACU's Troy Benalla has more.
For most visitors, a trip to the Abilene Zoo isn't complete unless they've had a chance to hand-feed an African giraffe. That experience will be a little different from now on. In the past, visitors walked across a bridge that stretched above the giraffe habitat, where the animals could reach up and nibble a cracker right out of a visitor's palm. Now, instead of the bridge, visitors will make their way up a winding path to the top of a new structure, grab some romaine lettuce, and feed one of the zoo's six giraffes at eye level.
So this new exhibit, the Twiga Terrace is what we're calling it. The big open area that you will first walk into is lots of wood. We have realistic looking wooden ceiling. It makes it really just feel like you're in Africa in a lodge.
That's Abilene Zoo veterinarian Dr. Stephanie Carl. She says not only does the new giraffe exhibit offer visitors a new perspective, it also gives the animals much more space to roam freely. She's even seen a few of the giraffes running around in their exhibit. They'll also be getting a change in their diet because of the new environment.
The new feeding deck is going to allow us to feed lettuce leaves instead of crackers like they used to get. This is much healthier for them. In the wild, giraffes would forage off of leaves and trees.
After hand-feeding African giraffes, staring at their spotted faces up close and watching their lanky bodies stride away, visitors can then turn their attention to other animals. Red River hogs, blue duikers, helmeted guineas, and marabou storks are all kept near the new terrace. Kelly Thompson is the marketing director for the Abilene Zoo. She says the zoo is expecting to draw 20,000 more visitors each year because of the changes. The Abilene Zoo is the only zoo between Fort Worth and El Paso, and between Oklahoma City and San Antonio. For KCU, I'm Joy Benalla.